Very sad. It's a very tragic moment, not only for me as an Eritrean, but for the Eritrean people and the Eritrean government. It's a very, very sad story that happened to our Eritrean youth, our brothers and sisters.
But definitely there are reasons as to why these young people take the risky journeys to come here. What, according to you, do you think is the main reason as to why they leave Eritrea?
The youth from many African countries and Asian countries who are coming to Europe, it's not only from one country, Eritrea.
Yeah, but specifically Eritreans.
So Eritreans are the victims of the organized groups, the human traffickers, who the world should fight collectively against that.
Mr. Zemede, let me put this to you. The number of Eritreans, in particular, if you look at this particular case, of the 368 bodies so far, the majority are from Eritrea. Seriously, there has to be a problem that is within Eritrean society or within Eritrea as a country that pushes so many to take the risk.
Unfortunately, the big number of Eritrean youth had been in that accident. There is a big movement of the human traffickers where they reach and approach an Eritrean youth, even in Asmara, saying that if you pay such thousands of dollars, I will take you to Europe without any official papers. So that's what they are doing, those criminals, and these are the people that should be fooled.
So in your view, you don't think the problem has to do with the Eritrean government, because many of them come telling horrifying stories. They are saying the government is repressive, young people are being forced to join the army and conscripted into the army. These sort of things are stories that many of these people tell. Are you saying they are lying in saying so?
Let me go back to the root cause of the problem that there is in Eritrea. The Ethiopian government, they didn't want to collaborate with the decision of the border commission. Not only that, they have occupied militarily some part of Eritrea.
So the system that is in Eritrea is kind of a self-preservation mechanism where people are forced to join the military to protect the country. Is that what you're saying?
Like any country, we have to defend our country. Since there are thousands of Ethiopian soldiers on the other side, we are forced to stay there and to defend our country.
So including forced conscription, that's a mechanism of self-preservation. But this is what the youth then are running from.
To do the service in Eritrea, military service, is not a secret. We are doing it officially. There is the national service in many other countries. It's not an exception.
So Your Excellency, point though is it goes probably beyond just the political system that was within the country. Things like the 2% which many diasporans now have to pay, which is a sort